Okay, welcome back, everybody. Okay, we're going to make a start, and the observant amongst you will notice that we, due to delays at the GAC and the time to travel from the GAC to here, we managed to skip our session on roles and responsibilities in the CCNSO work plan. So we're just going to very quickly go back to that before our main session for this morning. And hopefully you'll be able to see a very coloured and interesting document up on the screen. That's what's known as the CCNSO Work Plan Mind Map, which is our plan to have something on one page that brings together all of the various streams of work that we have ongoing at the moment. Now, I'm not expecting you to read the very small print, but just to be impressed with the number of boxes and their pretty colours, I think, at this stage. So your council spent more than 2 hours on Sunday this week, I forget what, in a very drafty tent, working our way through this work plan and coming to the conclusion that the CCNSO is probably at capacity at the moment, and how we deal with that maybe by prioritising work, getting more people involved, etc. Obviously, that's a discussion that we'll continue. But I can reassure you that we now have a very good overview as to our work vis-a-vis this pretty plan. But behind the plan, in all seriousness, sits a very detailed project plan that Bart, in particular, has put a lot of work into, where we now have a good feel for each project and working group that we are dealing with, the time frames that are involved, when things are coming back to the CCNSO or to the council meetings, etc. So hopefully I can give you the reassurance that your council is very organised currently with some excellent support from the Secretariat. Bart, I don't know if you want to add anything to that. Okay. So the second item of work that we spent all of those drafty hours in the tent looking at was the list of the roles and responsibilities of the CCNSO. So you may recall that when Chris stepped down from being chair, the council spent some time actually trying to not only find a new Chris, which of course was impossible, but to deal with the roles and responsibilities and actually share them out amongst the council much more, because frankly we had realised that as the work of the CCNSO had grown, that there really wasn't anybody who could put in the amount of time that the previous chair was. So again, this document will be available on the CCNSO website, but what the council have done is gone through all of the work strands and delegated them either to the chair, the vice chair, or to the council members. So again, you'll find we have a very comprehensive list of what we're doing, but also more importantly, who is doing it. But
just one thing, I've put this up on the screen so you have an idea how it looks like, these say this division of roles and responsibilities, and again this will be on the CCNSO website.
Okay, happy to take any brief comments or questions or expressions of amazement that we've got it all on one page. Sure. Okay, thank you, and I'd encourage people to review those documents on the CCNSO website, and please do let us have your feedback and let us know if there's anything we've missed. So with that, let me move on to the next session and introduce Victor, who's going to be chairing for me.
Thank you, Leslie. I'm Victor Abud from .ec. We'll have the traditional CCTLD's news session, and then we will have the regional organization news. So let me introduce Luis Diego Espinosa from .cr, our host in this meeting. He will talk about a DNSSEC launch with Banco Nacional de Costa Rica. So, Luis.
Okay, good morning. This presentation is supposed to be with the joining with the Banco Nacional people, but they are really here in the meeting, not in this meeting, but they are at the DNSSEC workshop. Then I will present this this news that is a work we did with Banco Nacional. I will explain you a little bit about how we did this, what is the planning about this research and development we did, implementation, and some results. Thinking about the evil things come up to DNS, there's new men in the middle attack like cache poisoning, virus like Configure. These kind of things provide identity theft, phishing, and could give results like bank fraud or worse. There's something could be worse than the bank fraud. Then one thing comes to another. Then this is one of the reasons we choose to work with Banco Nacional, because it's one of the main targets for phishing and for fraud. Credentials from internet using the different techniques, and the one of the main reasons to implement DNSSEC is a motivation from Configure, by example, where there could be too much damage at the people using this technique of phishing. Then we decide in Costa Rica to implement DNSSEC. And we know the DNSSEC must be complete. It's a chain that must be completed. Then, in behalf of only sign our domains .cr and the subdomains .fi.cr, by example, we decide to go further. We decide to go with a customer and with a customer that could have meaningful for the people to create awareness. Then, thinking about all the environment in these technologies, there's many goals that might be achieved with different techniques. There's a very important thing about DNS that must be secure, stable, to be viable, have a good performance, and be reliable every time. And these things happen usually. Then, to provide this kind of stability things, there's many tools here, and by example, DNSSEC is one solution to provide some better stability, better security about the DNS system. But there are other strategies like using Anycast for spread servers around the world, or by example, check the recommendation of. Software development techniques promoted by OWASP, for example, and we know in this session I want to talk about specifically DNSSEC deploy in our .cr. The first thing we need to do is automate operations because the DNSSEC signing could be a complex process to do it without automated process. Could be some hard to do the things manually. Then the first thing we need to do is automate operations. This automate operation using EPP takes at least 2 years for us in many different issues we need to resolve in this automation. And then we start researching about possible DNSSEC solutions. We found many products at the market that could be expensive, for example, for a small CCTLD. And we are looking for a good solution, open solution, that could be inexpensive. And we were thinking about this could be helpful for other small CCTLDs too. Then that's because we put a lot of work in this, maybe more work than we should put in any other solution. Then, at the end, we have now redesigned the .fi.cr, that is the sector for financial institutions and all the banks to be there, fi.tr. It's a separate zone, it's a split zone. Then we have .tr by itself, like an independent zone. Then we find .fi.tr, and we change that with the putting the DS record in the .tr. And then we have a meet with Banco Nacional to help them to sign their own zone and provide the security change with .fi.tr. This last word takes 4 months, and I will be honest, we rushed to have ready that for this meeting. We want to show you this one. If probably, if not meeting, it could be take a little more, but we need to rush. Then, good, because the thing is there. Then, about implementation, we focus on financial institutions. Why we focus on financial institutions? Because if you touch the money of the people, the people will be aware. The people is concerned about that. The people are very concerned about the doing transactions in the portal of the banks. Some people lost money because they lost the credentials in his account or her account, and it's a good sector to provide awareness about the DNSSEC security. We need to create trust in the mechanism. Then, because we need to create trust, then we go for a hardware solution, not only software solution. Why? For the most of people, it's not relevant, but the technical people, they found this could be a difference between generating keys using only software or generating keys using a hardware solution. There's a difference on that. And hardware solution is the way that the certificate authority do it. The other important thing about this is have a complete chain, because you cannot see any results until you complete the change. You can have your top domain level signed, we can have the root server signed, but until all the parts in the name we are accessing is already signed, it doesn't matter. It's no way to provide security in that level. And that's because we look for a partner in this, and in this case was Banco Nacional. The other important thing we was discussing about in the NSSEC workshop is about validation and verification. That this thing is very related with the ISPs, and we tried to put it on the project, but for a shorter time, it was not possible. Then this will be our next step after the meeting, bring the ISPs in Costa Rica to try to put in place the validation and verification to complete the chain. Some details about the implementation. We choose Banco Nacional. Banco Nacional is a national bank. It's a state bank. It's the biggest bank in the country, and have been very early in development of the web-based transactions. Right now they are doing a lot of transactions in the internet. Than they can do it in the normal office. Then this is very important because for the people in Costa Rica, Banco Nacional is like a icon of trust banking and web banking. Then with this bank, we can touch many, many people and create awareness about this. Like I said, we implement DNSSEC in the change.tr, .fi.tr. And a few days ago, we already have the anchor in the root servers. Then this is the key that will complete the change. Okay. We are using a hardware-based solution. And this is very interesting for the technical people. I'm sorry if not technical people here, but this is very interesting because we found we can use some hardware that is embedded in many, many, many systems for free, no cost, is there. The name of this platform is TPM, and it's a cryptographic device that has many, many components that could help in the signing of the DNSSEC, and with no cost, because it's only activate the system and start using. Then with a very cheap computer, or just computer with $200 or something like that, we can have a very trusty hardware implementation. It's not like HSM completely, but works like. And we are providing this solution to the community too, and we are very allowed to help the people with other CCTLDs to work with this technology. And the other important thing is about the DNSSEC policy statement. We already have a draft of this DNSSEC policy statement, and we worked so hard with the Spanish version from a translation from English version from .se that provided from .se, and working with ICANN staff Richard Lamb, and we work so close to with them to provide this technology. Okay, the goals. DNSSEC awareness. One thing we didn't realize that will be happening so quickly is that Banco Nacional embraced quickly the DNSSEC technology. Then I assume we have a first meeting explaining the technology, explaining the security about this. Suddenly they takes its own in this matter, they takes its own control, and quickly they sign their son, and suddenly they are calling 8:30 in the night and tell me, we have the DS. Where do you want the DS? We have the anchor for the fi.cr. We already signed our DNS, our son. We want to do this now. Then it was a surprise for me, because they embrace the technology very quickly, and this is a good thing. And then the implementation we already have right now is we have a signer using this TPM technology. That is an innovation. We are signing and re-signing integrated, automated in the workflow. Each hour, all our songs is signing constantly. And we have this DPS in Spanish. This is how it looks our system without DNSSEC. We have a web portal that capture all the transactions on the website. And this web portal communicate using EPP to our middleware system that runs on FRET, software from Czech Republic. And FRET generate the sons in the text files. Then we run a script that verify the son. Then after that, we reload our servers, our hidden servers, and all the sons are spread around the world. Then this is how looks our secondary service around the world. This is a recently implementation. We have collaboration from NIC Chile, from NIC Mexico to have secondary server there, and many others. And this is how it looks now with DNSSEC. We achieved to put in the same workflow. Then after generate the sons, they are passed through a DNSSEC signer that is used this TPM technology. And after this, all the song is signed and then verify again for syntax, for completeness, and they are reloaded to the system and spread around the world. We have here no issues. No one issue we have here. Yes, we have one issue, I'll let you know. But the most of the distribution of the new DNSSEC songs around all the secondary servers was very good, was excellent. Yes, we found an issue here. There's a problem with the size of the packets of the DNSSEC. Then we need to increase some of the servers. Some of the firewalls increase the size of the packet. Sorry. Yes. There's an issue here too about the TPM technology. We need to find how to back up these keys, because these keys is embedded in the hardware of the motherboard of these systems. Then for security, it's not possible to back up easily, because if you can back up easily, you can the trust of that system could be lost. Then this key is very, very well protected. Anti-damper, if you touch it, is erased. If you provide more than three times bad PIN password, it will be disabled. And only if you have physical access to the system, you can activate it and enable this device. It works very good for a hardware cryptographic device. And it's very hard to find some way to back up this key. But we found a way to back up the DNS song signing key and key signing key and to move to another different TPM key, TPM hardware. And at the end, it's not so hard to do it. But we need to protect it very well. And we are working on the process to approve the and publish the DPS. This is a legal document, and we need to be passed through lawyers, and lawyers don't work at the speed of the internet. Then we need to wait a little bit. I'm sorry for the lawyers. BN online.fi.cr. If you try to get into this URL right now using the icon provided in these facilities, I can provide in the service, and you have installed some of the plugins to validate the DNSSEC, by example, the DNSSEC validator from Czech Republic, you can see that URL is on green, that URL is already verified. Then how we work with Banco Nacional is easy way. We have face-to-face meeting to create awareness about the benefits of DNSSEC. Then we have a technical work session to explain concepts in detail, to explain concepts in deep. Then suddenly they self-sign in their process and send to us the DS, this time by email, because we don't have ready a web system to input the DS records, because this is the first phase, this is the launch of the process. But so after this meeting, we have it certainly. Then we need to do is incorporate this security record, this anchor, to the fi.cr zone, and there's a script that runs hourly that resigns everything. That phase after the self-signing process, that phase takes 2 hours, and that's it. Everything was signing at that moment. If you use some tool like this, dnsbeast.net, to check the bnonline.fi.cr, you will see everything is green. For me, it looks good. But there's a deep detail about all the technical issues about DNSSEC that are redesigned there. And like I mentioned before, there's a plugin from Czech Republic that runs in Firefox and Chrome, where you can check that the site is secure. And right now, in this moment, on production, the web banking system for Banco Nacional is signed for the people. The only thing we need to do in next steps is to convince the ISPs that they must enable the DNSSEC verification, DNSSEC validation, but it's a working process. Here's one of the main concerns about how to start to implement DNSSEC is something about the some scare. I don't know where this is scare, but some scare about if something fails, you will lose your son. If something fails, if the key fails, everything goes down. And there's a lot of issues about the issues. Now, there's a lot of things created around this and about technology, because it's very close to certificate authority, and these systems are very hard to implement, and it's very expensive to implement. Then there's a lot of fear about that. But at the end, we found this could be do it very easy, very quickly, and right now we are ready, NIC Costa Rica, we are ready to help any other CCTLD that wants from us to help in implementation of this, and we are pretty sure we can do it quickly because we already have a very simple solution about this. This is some of the some picture. We try to follow as much as possible good practice about the key management. Then this room is what it was not made for this. It's a room. This was made for other purpose, but it was not so hard to implement to a security camera where we can record all the key management, key ceremony process. And over there is a PC. It's a desktop PC. That PC hold the TPM chip inside enabled to generate keys in the secure way. And this PC is offline. We move using USB flash drives. We move the keys, the sound signing key and the key signing key from this device to the server that is already on production. And this was not so hard to implement. We don't have a bunker or we don't have a very expensive facility for that. It's only follow some good recommendations and take care of many things. And this is a very nice box that Richard Lamp gave us in the LAC-TLD technical workshop in Chile last year. And it used it to tamper evidence box, and where we holding the USB flash drive with the copies of the key signing key, yes. Then we have some of them keep it safe on a security box in a bank, and some of them keep it safe in a security box in our office. Then with any of these keys, we can set up again the signer in a different equipment. And this is a very important phase because in case of emergency, we need to have a way to reproduce this kit. But at the same time, we need to keep it safe. That is because they are holding on this tamper evidence box. Well, now, this is more or less. We already signed it. We have the .cr signed it, .fi signed it. We already have in production. We already have bnonline.fi.cr, the main bank in Costa Rica, and this URL is their web banking interface. And we already kick off this implementation with the embrace of Banco Nacional, and we know many, many other users will be follow this implementation. I finished a little early, but sorry. But thanks, and we are so proud about that. And we received many, many help from IT staff in ICANN, and many help from this workshop in Chile was very helpful. And this embrace from Banco Nacional was amazing, really, really was amazing, successful. I feel so proud. Thank you.
Any questions for Luis Diego?